It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
And we're back here at Ubley High School where the Bearcats come out with intense man-to-man defense, but they managed, Harbor Beach managed to get it into Seaman. Seaman got it up and off the glass, making it 29-21. Bearcats bring it down, throw it inside, quickly get a basket from
Marshall Leiprint.
29-21 it's going to be now. 7:16 to go here at the start of the second half. It's a reminder, this game broadcast is copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved, no reproductions or transmissions without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. And again, another turnover by the Pirates with the Bearcats jumping in the passing lane there and stealing it. Now the Bearcats feed it inside to Leiprint. Leiprint tries to make a move, has it tipped away, and it's going to be Harbor Beach ball as it's tipped away by Sorensen. Great defense there by Sorensen to swat that ball off of Marshall Leiprint's leg.
By the looks of it, I think Ubley's going to try and get a little more use out of Leiprint now that he's in. He was in foul trouble in the first half, so now that he's in, the first two plays have been right to him.
Sorensen goes up for the rebound but was falling out of bounds and tried to save it, but he threw it right over to his own bench. Bearcats have come out in a pressure man-to-man. They're trapping everything. Every pass, they're trapping. Every pass to the left, to right, they're trapping. Down low, they're putting two people on. So they've jacked up their intensity. Harbor Beach has promptly come out, and they've had two turnovers right off the bat and one rush shot. We're going to have a 30-second timeout here from the Bearcats. We'll be back right after this commercial message.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back here at the Ubley High School where the Bearcats have the lead 29-21 over the Pirates after that timeout by the Bearcats. They come out. Peruski puts the shot up. It's no good. Rebound control by the Pirates. Sorensen with the ball. He feeds it over to Mazur at the top of the key. Mazur tries to feed it inside.
Seaman looks like he could have been fouled on that, but nevertheless, we...
No good.
Was, yeah.
So Bearcats get the rebound. Booms. He pushes it up the court to a sprinting. Was that Peruski?
Nope. Glaza.
Glaza. Glaza sprinting up the court, and there's that high-tempo offense they talk about. He laid it up off the glass. Ubley now with a 10-point lead. 31-21, 5:52 remaining. Good hustle play by the Bearcats. Like we said, they come out in a man-to-man trap. They are trapping everything at the top right now. They almost got another steal. But it's going to remain Harbor Beach ball, as the officials say it was tipped out of bounds by the Bearcats. Jokovic tries to throw it inbounds, but he has it tipped away right away by Peruski. Peruski goes for the layup, no good. Rebound control by Josh White. He puts it up, no good. Marshall Leiprint tracks it down and traps Mazur in the corner. Marshall wins that battle, gets it back. Glaza gets it from the top, feeds it down into Leiprint. Leiprint makes a nice move off the low box to lay it up and in. 33-21. The Bearcats are out-hustling the Pirates right now. They're getting the loose balls.
Both of those last two steals were almost a third right there. Just poor passing by the Pirates.
The Pirates look to be discombobulated, for a lack of better words. Scott Gerkovich puts up a long three, rebound controlled by Sorensen. He puts up the 15-footer from the left side. It's no good. Josh White probably with the rebound. Out to Eric Boom, sprinting up the court. His layup is no good. Rims out the front. Rebound goes out of the hands of Hansen. Going to be ugly ball underneath. And here comes that ugly high-powered offense. They can sprint. They are for real. As soon as that shot goes up, the big guys are going for the rebounds, and the Bearcats are sprinting up the court. I am very impressed, Grant.
Well, I am too. I mean, I really didn't know how these guys would size up with the likes of Harbor Beach, because all you hear really is just rumors. So
I'll tell you what, the faster team right now and the faster Temple team is definitely the Bearcats. The Pirates show flashes of it, but they keep throwing the ball away and are making some really poor passes. Again, they just almost had another turnover, but luckily it was deflected out of bounds by the Bearcats. Gerkovich gets it underneath. Three-point shot by Eli Kraft is no good. It rims out, goes into the hands of Ginther, and then bounces right out of bounds. Going to be Bearcat ball. 4:42 remaining here in the third period. Bearcats with the lead, 33-21, and the ball. It's inbounded in the backcourt to Gaza. Gaza brings the ball up, and he's covered by Hansen. Gaza looks to drive, switches his dribble, changes up. Now he kicks it. Loose ball. Leiprandt picks it up, drives the lane. Shovel pass underneath to Josh White. Josh White goes up.
And he is fouled underneath by, looks like, Ginther.
I didn't even think he started up before the whistle blew, did you? They're giving him it as a shooting foul, but he got that underneath, and he was kind of waiting to go up when the two Harbor Beach defenders went up, and then Josh White went up. Josh White, the big guy for, I believe, the junior 6'5" center. He's a 78% free throw shooter, and he misses his first one, though. Getting set for his second one. It's up. It's no good. Tip-in rebound, almost good by Booms, but it's no good. Scott Gerkovich, the smallest guy out here, pulls the rebound down, pushes the ball up the court. Kraft throws it inside to Seaman, and Seaman is unable to put the shot up and in. He's fouled.
Josh White had another block on that, but it looked just enough body contact for the foul to be called.
And there we started to see the up-paced tempo of the Pirates right there. They promptly got that rebound, and they took off up the court.
Into the game for the Pirates is number 44, Kevin Kraft, and out is Scott Gerkovich.
Andrew Simon's first shot was good, and his second shot is good. 33-23, 4:17 to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats with the lead. Marshall Leiprandt brings the ball up the court, hands it off to Peruzzi. Peruzzi hands it off to Glaza. Glaza's on the Bearcat logo. Has it tipped away by a nice hustle play by Ginther out of bounds. Bearcats remain their ball in front of their bench. Bearcats are going right to left on your dial. Pirates are going left to right. They're in their home black, or their away black. Bearcats in their home white. If you're just joining us, it's 33-23 here at Ubley. And Ubley with the lead in this opening round of Greater Thumb play. Krutzky finds Josh White down low. White tries to get a handle on the ball. He finally gets it after bouncing to the left, bouncing to the right. Makes a nice spin move and goes up off the glass from underneath the basket. 35-23, Bearcats with the lead. Kraft handling the ball at the top. He goes into the paint, tries to give a backdoor pass over to Ginther, but Ginther was cutting when he was passing. But it's going to go off Ginther's foot. It's going to be Bearcats ball underneath. 35-23, 3:38 to remaining. Sue Schrader here with Grant Pickla, listening to Hometown Hoops on Cruise 102.1.
Ubley just made another wholesale lineup switch. Five new players. We have Nowicki, Cleary, Franzel, Drake, and Kaufman in.